Alaska is well represented among recipients of the 2017 Joan Mitchell Foundation's Grant Awards for painters and sculptors. There were only 25 winners from around the country, and two of them are Alaskans, Anchorage residents Sonia Keller Combs and Drew Michael. As Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, the grantees received $25,000 each, along with some well-deserved recognition.
Sonia Keller Combs was with family when her phone rang. She describes her reaction like this.
Complete shock. You know, all I could say was thank you, thank you, thank you. And of course, my aunt and uncle were there and we were eating breakfast. It was a very exciting moment.
Exciting, Keller Combs says, because she knows how competitive the Joan Mitchell Foundation grants are. But because the foundation had other calls to make and press releases to write, they asked her not to tell anyone.
I'll tell you, I was smiling all day that day and I couldn't tell anybody. It's hard when you find out some good news.
Keller Combs' work, just to mention a couple pieces, includes evocative, colorful paintings, as well as sculptures of walrus stomach and porcupine quills, a combination of her Inupiaq and Athabascan heritage. In general, she says, her art features themes of place, community, and identity, specifically the ongoing struggle in defining oneself and discovering identity.
Tied into all of that is issues of Alaska, colonization, also our relationship to the land, conflict of Western and indigenous culture, things like that.
The foundation's nomination process is confidential, so Keller Combs doesn't know who submitted her name. The foundation's Painters and Sculptors Grant Program began funding under-recognized artists, as they put it, in 1994. Since then, only one other artist living and working in Alaska has won a grant, though there have been other Alaska Native awardees living elsewhere. Keller Combs' fellow grantee, Drew Michael, says he was also surprised and honored to get the phone call.
They did happen to choose two people from Alaska, and my eyebrows rose for sure. Kind of cool.
Michael says he's thrilled to have $25,000, but maybe more important is the spotlight on his artwork, the continuing support, and the connection to other artists. Michael says his art is rooted in his culture, both Yupik and Inupiaq, and he has evolved from carving masks to sculpting.
Oftentimes I'm looking through the lens of finding healing or balance, thinking about how we carry energy in our body and how we connect to the world around us, whether it be in relationships with people or maybe animals in the world around us and the spirit world, the places that are unseen.
Michael says the funding will help him make art with new materials like glass and metal and perhaps get it to new places where it too has so far been unseen. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.